today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Space Force, I'm joining.
You're joining?
I'm joining. I'm going to be a Star Wars shooter.
Tail gunner?
Oh,
welcome back, Pony.
Thank you, Mike.
Everything okay now?
Everything is A-okay.
Okay, got to watch those mouth infections. They can, you know, affect your brain.
You do have to watch them. It did not affect my brain.
No, he's just as normal as ever. I didn't realize this.
It did not affect my brain.
Quit talking.
Well, hold on. Right there. I mean, put the brakes on. Shut the front door. You put ketchup on a hot dog.
That's okay if you're 6 years old.
You're not going to test ketchup on a hot dog. That's like that's like testing gasoline by putting it on a tricycle.
Yep.
It's not going to work, you know?
But I didn't know.
And that analogy was very rushed.
It was very good.
Ill-conceived.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, is technology.
Yes.
I love technology. I do you love me. Napoleon LaFonda is the best thing that's ever happened to me. We're going to talk technology now in the form of drones. Controversial, innovative, maybe terrifying, but in this particular case, fun.
Yay. And you know, Mike, fun is the best thing to have.
Fun.
I'm going to defer to my partner, Mr. Rob Spiewak, so he can introduce our next guest.
I think that we should first take about 45 seconds and hear a piece of news that we ran on the show yesterday, but
very
it
good.
Sets this up. This is from WCAX3 in Vermont.
New at 11, America's first ever permanent drone racing obstacle course is picking up some traction in Burlington. Channel 3's Taylor Young visited the aerial course to see what it's all about.
On the first Tuesday of every month, this room at Generator in Burlington turns into a glowing obstacle course.
And it's something that, you know, we're going to keep adding to.
Steve Marmelstein helped create it and says it's like none other in the country.
There's one other permanent race course, and that's in Japan.
Marmelstein is the founder of Vermont Drone and recently turned his business into a sport.
It's just a great way of getting women involved, getting children involved, and, you know, in sciences and engineering.
Marmelstein says timing isn't a big deal yet, but once everyone's up to speed, the competition will pick up some heat. In Burlington, Taylor Young, Channel 3 News.
So for all of you guys that thought Steve Marmelstein was just a co-host on Omericast, he's not. He's a businessman.
Well, tell us a little more about him. I mean,
yes,
you've been a fan longer than
Marmelstein.
Any of us. You're not
going
to sprint through this intro. I kicked it to you because you love this man.
Yes.
You have made this man a star. I want you to tell us what you think about Mr. Marmelstein.
Well, we know that Steve has a background in technology, but also a background in art, and here's why. When we first encountered him, he was an admin at Ustream.
Yeah.
So,
and a paint-by-numbers guy.
But also an excellent photographer. He's a very noted photographer. He takes some beautiful pictures.
See, this is why it's you. I didn't know that. I didn't know he had a background in art. I didn't know he had a background in technology.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he took beautiful pictures.
And he's also quite a ladies' man.
But he's also somebody you make fun of constantly.
Well, he was a great foil for Marcus. They had a marvelous chemistry on America.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. He was a great foil for you.
because you were the first person to come. Why do you do this to me? Why do you make this so hard?
No, no.
Where I have to have a Spanish effing inquisition
to
get you to own up to your cruelty an individual who has been just summarily lambasted on this show.
I don't know that
show.
Lambast is the word. I think celebrated. Mocked. I think praised. I think praised. A lot of homage has been paid to Mr.
Well, why don't we bring him on and let him decide?
Yeah, I'd like to know how he feels about it.
He's a big fan of the show. He co-hosts Omericast.
Has in the past. You know, hasn't in a long time.
I mean, Jesus, he ought to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor for working with Marcus every week. So let's let's bring him on right now and say hi to Steve Mermelstein. Mr. Mermelstein, great to have you on
Mermelstein.
The show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
It's great to have you on, Steve. First of all, how is my friend Marcus doing?
He's doing pretty well. You know, it's funny. I was driving on the interstate probably last week, and there he was with his wife in their Pie-Mobile.
Oh, the Pie-Mobile.
Pie-Mobile. Does
That's
it look like
right.
a big pie?
Yeah, their homemade buttermilk pie mobile, and so like good. I waved, and we were talking at the intersection. Both got off at the same exit.
Have you had the pleasure of sampling Elise's baked goods?
They are awesome. They really are.
We've gotten a baked good from Elise?
I think he brought one to one of the state theater shows, but security was Tupperware tight, and it never made it to us.
Well, she's never sent one to us, and she certainly won't now. I think so. Did you tape this week's Omericast? Did you do the show this week?
I haven't. No, I haven't been on
in quite some time. Time. He broke up with Marcus a long time ago.
Stop asking me.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Did you? Was there any kind of personality clash? Because I can't imagine that.
No, not at all. No, I was really, you know, pretty busy, and he knew I've been like ridiculously busy. So you know,
you're an entrepreneur.
Well,
I think a drop in on the show would really boost ratings, though. I miss the golden days of you, the point counterpoint with you and Marcus. It was always the best part.
So, you know, Oscar brought drones to the world, how many, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
More than that.
That he started talking about drones, and Oscar got excited about drones. And then Oscar came up here to Maine, I remember it, and took these amazing photographs of
my best work,
family's place
my
up here.
My best work.
A place that, you know, it's just beautiful up in Maine. And they're on the wall down in Florida.
Your sister's home as well?
That's my awesome. Sister's home as well. It's gorgeous. When did you start getting into drones, Steve Mermelstein?
About 9 years ago, you know, photography and, you know, model aircraft, RC aircraft were always, you know, two passions of mine. And I was always trying to, you know, combine them, you know, since I was a teen. And, you know, 9 years ago, the technology really advanced to the point where it got real. And it's now, you know, think of a drone as a floating tripod you can place anywhere, you know, so you can get photos, you know, in places that you can't walk to or may not want to walk to, you know. Yeah. So it's just basically
access.
Being able to put my camera, you know, exactly where I want it, in any space.
I'm okay. Just looking at who was the reporter that interviewed. Was that Taylor Young?
Yeah.
Taylor Young.
She won't be in that market for long.
Is Taylor Young? I'm looking at Taylor Young right now. Is that's Taylor Young?
Yeah, she should be.
She's very good looking.
Easy on the eyes.
Is it WCAX?
Yep.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, she's going to be in a major market ASAP.
Yeah, she's a
knockout.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You ruin it.
I don't ruin it by saying knockout. I mean it
because it's 1950, Dad.
Nice stems,
but she's smart, very smart too.
Hold on a second. Can you maybe table the vacation? For next week.
Oh, no, you're going to have guest hosts. It's not just you and Rob.
Okay.
A slate of guest hosts. Mermelstein, what are you doing on Wednesday?
Rob Spiewak, continue the interview. I'm looking at Taylor Young.
Okay.
All right. So
Mermelstein has a little more insight on Taylor Young.
Yeah. So please fill us in, Steve.
Fill you in. So it's kind of unique. You know, this market.
No, on Taylor Young. Taylor Young.
Well, I'm just saying it holds people here, you know, because people don't want to leave Vermont, you know. And
yeah,
so
Burlington's
beautiful. She's been here quite some time, and you know, I've done a couple other stories, you know, with her. And,
really?
And she's, you know, she was a one man crew, doing the camera, doing the audio, interviewing, you know.
they make those poor, beautiful reporters work like dogs with, yeah, it used to be a day. I was talking to a TV reporter the other day about used to be a producer, camera, even in local news, used to be a producer, camera, reporter. Now they do the whole thing. They set it up, and it's, you know, it's why, you know, so-and-so, it's why you don't get to, well, I was talking to Chris Freitz about this, about local news on political persuasions this week, and we were talking about how nuts and bolts it is, where it's bare bones now in a local TV market. It's very frustrating.
We should pass her contact info over to Rob. Maybe we can have her on the show, just, you know, to do a real full recap on your program.
Yeah, I mean, since you've done so many sit-downs with her, how many interviews have you done with Taylor Young?
I think two.
Including this one?
It gets confused. Yeah. Not in two others in addition to this one. There's a lot of hotties at WSEC, so it's hard to remember which ones, you know.
That's awesome.
I love Mermelstein. So by the way, Mermelstein, you look so much younger than you sound. I want to give you kudos. I was like, oh my God, Mermelstein's so young.
Yeah, 42.
Yeah, I was shocked. Yeah. For some reason, I thought you were like 60-something, and I was like, well, it must be just just your overall regard for Marcus when you were on Omericast. Let me ask you this, Steve. Right. We talked offline one-on-one when we were in our Ustream days.
Right.
What made you decide after your love for drones?
Sorry. Oh, Mike, sorry. Is that iPad. iPad!
Mike wasn't getting enough attention.
He was leaving.
God almighty.
I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
Hit it nine times when you want. Hit it nine times when you want to play it. But if you want and if you don't want to play it, a pubic hair will set it off. Piece of crap, Apple garbage.
I thought you were starting your drone.
Throwing them out.
Yeah, well, Mike, I'm with you today.
I'm throwing them out.
Let's throw away our iPads.
Yours crap. What happened to yours today?
It crashed and lost about 2/3 of my content. I have to do a full restore, 12-hour process.
Man, technology.
I hate it. Bring back carts.
Steve, briefly, how did you get into actually building a course for drones? I think that you're far ahead of your time, and I think you actually can use your space not just for drones, but I bet you that there's a big rave community up at in Vermont.
Yes.
You can throw raves with all those pretty lights when you're not racing drones.
Racing drones and sucking on a pacifier.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I've been trying to do this this drone course for 3 years now. We had a partnership with Vermont Teddy Bear, and you know they were giving us 11,000 square feet of space there, and we thought we were going to get that going there and got funding, and it just was all great until they said, oh wait, we need to expand, and we're gonna keep giving you space, but it's gonna be a little bit smaller room. And
so where are you now? Where's your space?
So we're at the Generator Maker Space in Burlington, which is like a very cool space, which has like all kinds of like wood shop and metal shop and rapid prototyping.
Cool.
And all these things where people can get together and make projects and art and woodworking or whatever you want to do, you know, you can make whatever you're dreaming of there. And so, I teach drone classes there, and have a lot of, you know, drone workshops and photography workshops. And
what do you learn in a drone class? I'm just curious. What do you teach?
How to take aerial photos of Taylor Young.
how to fly safely. You know, there's a lot that you need to know so you don't crash these things. You know,
right.
It's not as easy as the box says, you know, type
of
thing.
Oh, my God, it's not as easy. I remember when I tried them before.
It's impossible.
It's hard to do, the thing you talk about, when you talk about drones, it reminds me why I've never taken the plunge, but when Michael gets a little older, I'm thinking about doing it, because you think of drones with the photography, of getting out somewhere where you couldn't get there before. And just the other day, it might have been a helicopter, but I'm not sure. Sometimes it's a nighttime drone with the cows chasing that lady through the field.
Love it.
I don't know whether that was a drone or not, but it's really, really cool. What is the prime directive when you're flying a drone for the first time?
Get a big open field, no other objects, you know, near you. Stay very low. And just, you know, try to work on, you know, maintaining orientation control. So that's kind of like knowing which way the drone is pointing, because, you know, its orientation, the sticks change. You know, if it's facing towards you, now left is right and right is left.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of...
And I would imagine, I hate to interrupt you, but I would imagine the VR component is pretty significant with that, because that would, to me, make it, with the camera in particular, make it a lot easier to point and you know, you're basically flying in the seat of the drone when you're with the VR headset on, that has to make it a lot easier to operate, I would think.
It does to some degree. It's still, you still kind of have to maintain, you know, line of sight and being able to watch it, because, you know, it gets deceptive, especially, you know, going forward, it's fine. But when you're doing photography, you often have to, you know, fly sideways or backwards to get the shot. And so you have to be looking at the drone to be able to do that and not run into things.
With great power comes great responsibility, Steve. What about those perverts out there that maybe would like a few tips of how they can peep the best when they're in neighborhoods or highly populated areas where women may be sunbathing in backyards or rooftop pools?
Rooftop pools, yes.
Well, in reality, drones, you know, the drones that are available to companies and to, you know, people are like very, you know, they're horrible at spying, because they got to be so close, you know, to even make out if it's a man or a woman. It's got to be within like, less than 30 feet. You know, otherwise you're not going to be able to tell it. You know, everyone kind of looks like an ant, you know, further than that. Yeah. Because
tough
it's
to be
very,
clandestine
very
when you got the wee, like 30 feet. Wee.
Exactly.
And if you're me, you have to be much closer than 30 feet to tell if I'm a woman or a man. And the angle is key.
Toe level. Wow. So what do you what are your plans for this this drone racing and this drone? You have big designs on this? Do you think it's going to go national?
Oh, it is. You know, there's two televised drone racing leagues, and you know, we're a chapter that, you know, our pilots can level up and can possibly compete in that. We've been outdoor racing for I think 5 years now, but you know, here in Vermont, you know, cold winters, we don't want to be outside. You know, so. You always wanted to get an indoor location that we can regularly fly at, that people can practice at any time, and that's what we did with that. You know, and the drones that we fly inside are pretty small. You know, they're
little guys.
Little tiny guys. You know, carbon fiber frames, Oscar.
Oh yeah,
hey Oscar,
yeah, call me later.
There you go. Hey, Steve, you said I heard in the news piece you do it every. Is it the first Tuesday of every month that you'd meet?
Yep, exactly.
Now, when you meet, do you have to break down the course after that, or do you leave the course up throughout the year?
So, yeah, about 2/3 of the course is always available. It's attached to the ceiling, and any generator member can use
That's
it
cool.
you know,
That's
pretty
neat.
Much any time. And, the stuff on the floor we put away, but, you know, people are welcome to pull that out when they want to use it.
If somebody wants to do droning in their particular town, if they don't have an access, like, is there some place they can go to maybe start their own chapter?
Yeah, there. If you look online for AMA fields, you know, there's pretty much, you know, one within driving distance of everyone in the country. Those are outdoor droning.
That's where I went and crashed my drone.
Mm-hmm. AMA fields?
Right next to BWI Airport, yes. Of all places.
I remember.
So why is the American Medical Association sponsoring this?
No, it's the American Modelers Association, aircraft, something like that.
Oh, so the same people that fly the big planes.
Yes.
It's RC planes.
RC planes and drones. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And will we hear you on Omericast again?
Definitely, yeah. I will try to free up some time and let Marcus know I can do it.
Nice. My favorite question, and I'm asking this of guests, and I had Leonard Maltin on from Entertainment Tonight, and I asked him an old question about the old hosts of E.T. Two people are having a party, and you can only go to one. It's going to be Jim Amato and Marcus Serta. Whose party are you going to go to?
Definitely Marcus. You know, they always have great food.
Ah, there it is. They have great food. That's yes. Wonderful. Well, Steve Mermelstein, thank you for, your incredible support of the Mike O'Mara Show over the years. I hope you continue being an ambassador for our show and spreading the word. And good luck with your droning and your obstacle courses and your racing. It sounds like an awful lot of fun. And I hope you get more and more people coming to this and keep us posted on that, okay?
I will do. And thank you for doing such an awesome show. I just enjoy it every day.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. That's Steve Mermelstein, ladies and gentlemen. Let him go. Let him go. There he goes. That's wonderful. That's pretty cool what he's doing there. That is.
Yeah, think of that. Only two locations in the world, his and in Japan.
Also, it's important to highlight that Taylor Young is on Twitter at WCAX underscore Taylor, and I've just followed her like a creep.
That's
there
nice.
You go. Thank you.
Lock your doors, Taylor.
Note. Yes, on that note, and just don't say that KO word, okay? Oh. Just don't say KO.
I won't.
It somehow makes
so
me
creepy.
Nauseous.
No, I won't.
Well, let me tell you about the show today. We've got a great show for you today. It features an incredible new fruit that I have discovered up in Maine. Yes, it's going to be spectacular. And also the six things my daughter thinks about me. Does that make you want to stay by your device?
Absolutely.
That'll float your drone. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My wife's father passed away 15 years ago. I never got a chance to meet the man, so we go to the cemetery. Now, prior to his death, he bought a plot for himself and a plot for his wife. Well, the wife has since remarried. Okay. So, we go to the cemetery, and I'm holding my wife's hand. It's a very emotional day for us. Well, for me, listen, I gotta be honest with you. I'm the emotional one in the relationship. I cry, no problem. Undercover boss? Forget it. I'm bawling at the end of that show. Oh, my God. So we go to the cemetery. I'm holding my wife's hand. We approach the two graves. But the other side of my brain kicks in. I said, is your mother still going to get buried here with the original? Or is she going to get buried with the new husband? What's going on? Because this is paid for. It's paid for. And who's going in the hole? We got to figure this out. I'll hop in here. In the meantime, we got to use this maybe for storage. We'll put the Christmas tree here. A rake, skis. We got to use this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Attention, Northern California. If you are thinking of buying a house or selling a house, you need to make sure that you find a great realtor. Someone who will be there for you. Someone you can count on. You need Alexander Papp. That's Jack Kent Cook promoting Alexander Papp. I don't know whether Alex will understand that or not, but Alex is a one-man show. He does it all. He's always available when you need him. He's been licensed since he was 18, so he's been at this a while. When you phone him, your call doesn't go to some call center. When you call Alex, he answers because you're calling his cell phone. Phone him, text him. He's ready to talk one-on-one and give you the attention that you deserve and focus on your real estate needs. Sure, you can find Alexander Papp on social media, but wouldn't you rather just pick up the phone and call him? 916-276-2129. For our NorCal listeners, give him a call this weekend because he can consult with you on
Absolutely.
What to do if you're even thinking, if you are even toying with an idea of buying a new residence. That's what he will do for you. Alex Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. So, if you need a real estate agent that will focus on you, call Alex at 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp, the real deal. This is my deal here, Wade. Licensed in California, BRE 0198. Let me give it to you again. BRE 01986031. Prato Real Estate. Prato.
Prato.
Prato, ladies and gentlemen. I am delighted
you just reminded me of the name of Jack Ken Cook's dog, by the way you said Prato. It was Coco.
Coco. I love you, Coco. I love you. Hold on just wait a minute. Something's happening here. Huh. That sounds like space music.
It does.
Or not. I'm not using YouTube anymore, ever. For anything, for anything.
Ever, ever, ever.
YouTube.
Oh, no.
I try to get, like, last-minute things on here. And I'm... Let me take you through the process, all right?
Please.
I want to do a little shtick today, because the whole thing with Space Force is yes. making me laugh. And I thought it would be fun to have Charlie come in with music that's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it says the Star Wars suite. Well, mm-hmm. the Star Wars suite has lots of slow and stuff.
Yeah.
But what? Let me tell you what the YouTube video was. The YouTube video was a conductor talking for, like, 8 minutes before he played the music, which to me is what, you know... All the great ones, your Jim Vellanis,
yes.
your Michael Colburns, they give a little tiny blurb.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is giving you a 9-minute speech with his little microphone up front, and then they get into the slow stuff, but I was going to do that. Maybe I'll do it later in the program.
Anyway. You can revisit.
Sure. Yeah.
That guy's a blabbermouth.
Before my daughter, Elizabeth...
You
Happy
know
Friday.
What his problem is?
Happy Friday.
He's God, a blabbermouth.
The Mike O'Mara Show in Mike O'Mara's studio on Friday. Number six and number seven. Number six and number seven. My daughter is getting ready to leave. They camped last night. That's a whole story in and of itself, that they went to a local campground.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and saw them very, very briefly.
Did you have
and,
to pay to get in, as you talked about yesterday?
We just drove by where it said stop.
Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you.
I didn't even want to have... I was going to be there because late in the day yesterday, I got a text from Elizabeth that says, Dad, do you have any ketchup and mustard? So we decided we'd throw that. That would be the excuse. The day was pretty well regimented.
Really roughing
with,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really rough. But it was really close by our house and a really nice little campground overlooking the bay. It was beautiful.
Wow.
It was beautiful. Beautiful, guys. It was fantastic. Billy Bush came by. It was beautiful.
Billy Bush campground.
Yes, the Billy Bush campground. Everything's made of gold, solid gold. Well, it used to be until I got fired for hanging around Donald Trump. There you go. Beautiful, guys.
But they still paid you off, Billy.
They paid me. I'm just living the life. Living the life of Riley. Beautiful. So I go over to the campground, and I have never, since I was in my 20s, camped. I stopped camping when I went with a bunch of people from the restaurant where I was a club DJ, and I was almost shot by one of the
campers. Oh, dear.
That dissuaded me from ever camping again. I'll never forget the guy's name. John Bloodgood.
Bloodgood?
How did he almost shoot you?
He didn't like that I took some wood out of his campsite, even though I thought the campsite was all for everybody. Gonna shoot him in the ass because I'm drunk. So,
wow.
I wouldn't have done that back then.
How did we never visit that tale before?
I've told the story. I've told every story. I go to a... All right. I'm a single, successful guy.
Hold on, everybody.
I'm a hot rocking club DJ.
Right.
This is before my radio career really started. And I'm up at the fabulous Raffles 2 restaurant in the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel in fabulous Gaithersburg, Maryland. And back in the day, ladies and gentlemen,
it was known as a destination, wasn't it?
You know, if I had lived in the modern era, if the 80s slash into the late 80s were the 2000s, the late 2000, the mid, if the late 80s, let me start again.
Yes, please.
Were like 2018, I would have been a fabulously wealthy individual because I would have been one of those hot rocking club DJs.
Yes.
Because I was so good at it. I was spectacular. I set sales records for the Marriott hotel chain in Washington, D.C., where J.W. Marriott and they kind of, that was their home base of operations, because I had fabulous nights. I set sales records on every Friday night I was there for a while. We got, it was the advent of music videos. They got us a giant screen. We used to have a just a fantastic show. I had a fabulous DJ booth that overlooked the entire lounge area.
Cool.
It was elevated, and you have to go up multiple steps to do that. I had waitresses coming up and asking me to play music. I had customers coming up. I was just, and we were playing vinyl. It was back in the day. I was playing vinyl. And I became best buds with this guy, Paul Davies, who was the manager of the restaurant. We came, became very good friends. And the work ethic, believe it or not, in this particular joint was such that we were all very close. And we would have parking lot parties after everybody would go home. I had many, 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 many nights on a Saturday morning where I'd be driving home at 7:30 in the morning. And
wow.
The things you see in the wee hours when you're driving from Gaithersburg all the way to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, which I covered a lot of ground doing work. And I had disc jockeys working for me, and I did all. But to make a long story short, there were a few things that happened. The best party was New Year's Eve one year, where we had everybody come to Gaithers, and we had scheduled, we had rented a whole floor of hotel rooms across the street at the Holiday Inn for after New Year's Eve, for our own New Year's Eve that was going to start at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, how great is that?
Oh, God, it was great. It was real camaraderie, real camaraderie. So the part of this camaraderie, though, was I was asked to join Paul and all his pals. And he was like a big Maryland, like kind of hunter guy.
Sure.
And he had some other friends that were just that just didn't like me. I was the fancy lad without dirty hands that you know, spun the records.
But you
know,
brought
and
I was like to the party, so they loved you.
No, I did not bring the blow.
That's how they stayed up till 7:30.
No,
we just heard 3:30.
Okay, right, can we stop? There was no cocaine involved. Not that I was aware of. I didn't do that.
Mostly,
I still don't do
mostly
that, and
just
I never
pills.
Hey, Mary, you got that white
pills.
Vinyl?
No, it was mostly what would come in a cooler. That's what we would do. We drank, and we were out there. And I'm by myself, and I'm the interloper. I'm the new guy, right? And apparently these people have camped before. And there's this guy that was some kind of, I don't know what he did, but he did something where he's a big, burly, strong dude. And he was a big, and we didn't like each other from the very beginning. I try, when I meet somebody for the first time, I put my hand out, I say, how you doing? And he's like,
oh,
you know,
dear,
that's kind of his greeting to me. Clicks and grunts, right? You know, and so I didn't like him. But as he tunes up, of course, his shyness goes away.
Right.
Ooh, because mommy and daddy didn't teach him that you say hello to people and act like a grown up, right?
Right.
So he's, you know, he's drinking. Right? And then, you know, he gives me a little something and I give him a little something back. And that was it. Then I picked up a log and I was told the next morning that I took a log out of his area of this giant campsite that we were all sharing to put on a fire down towards our tent.
Okay.
And I was informed that his girlfriend had to, like, wrestle this 22 out of his hand because he wanted to shoot me in the ass for taking the log from the fireplace. And I heard the story the next day because he was giving me a lot of crap about it, and I packed up and said that was it. And I never camped after that. I didn't want to.
It would sour me on the whole experience, too. So this was a campground where? Like somewhere in the wilds of Maryland?
It was maybe up in West Virginia somewhere.
Okay.
It was, and it was not. But the whole experience for me there, and I, that speaks to going to visit my daughter at this campground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do. Are we? I don't want to be super late today. So
yeah, we should take a break.
Let's take a break. When I come back, I will tell you my delight at this campsite, and then my looking around and deciding this is why I never want to camp. But Elizabeth likes it, so yeah, we got that going for us. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. Do you live inside of a death stand? Do you wear too much cologne? Do you suffer from diabetes? Well, suffer no more, because I have the solution for you. And it's Rob Spiewak's famous fruitcakes, available for purchase now on tmosfruitcake.com. Because ladies, we all know that life inside of a death tent can get lonely, but it isn't so bad if you're eating Rob's fruitcakes. So buy them today, and you won't regret it. I feel the diabetes getting better already. Ciao, belle.
All right, spotlight on a Mike O'Mara Show brand new advertiser that I would like to hit a few home runs for this weekend. And if you do this, you're going to have a beautiful smelling home. You're going to be helping the environment. You're going to be safer for your family. And you're going to love this because this is Grove. And every product that Grove sells you is something that my family absolutely loves. If you are picky about what you use in your home, all you need is Grove. They believe a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone, so they made it so easy to get the best healthy home and personal care products online and ship them right to your door. Grove rigorously tests and selects only the best non-toxic products good for you. Grove brands include the O'Mara favorite, Mrs. Myers, Method, Seventh Generation, and Burt's Bees. I did a little face wash last night with Burt's Bees before I went to Betty Buy from the Grove pack that we got. The packaging is beautiful, and when you open the box, it's amazing. It's pure clean. You will love the smell. Carla loves the smell of our home now that she is using these Grove products. It's so cool. I might actually start cleaning the house. Now, I do my own thing.
That's okay, Arch.
How are you? Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift, and it's a great bonus gift. I think I got an extra big jug of cleaner. It was something or an air freshener. Yeah. It's great stuff at Grove. Grove.co/TMOS. Remember, not Grove.com. That's Grove.co/TMOS, not Grove.com. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home. Enjoy Grove. You're going to love
it. Good stuff.
Okay, so maybe because of my personal experience, Elizabeth and her wonderful friend Rachel go out to a campsite. Their last night in Maine was going to be spent just outdoors. They wanted to do one night of camping, and they got it.
This was sort of prompted by Rachel. Rachel was a camper, right?
She Elizabeth likes to camp, too. I think Elizabeth camped with her mother sometimes, so I think that was that's what happened. And so she... they went out, and it's only 20 minutes away. It's this little campsite. And I said, I'll come by and visit you. And we brought the whole family over, Michael and my wife, and we drove out. But they had requested ketchup and mustard because they were doing a little cookout.
Who doesn't want condiments?
Yeah. So you go out, and you know, the smell of fires is going. Yeah. And they are literally on the point of this cliff. Out with this beautiful view.
Who
this
knew that was there?
That's so
it's
great.
It's perfection. Yeah. Like, if I was going to camp, I might go there.
Okay.
But that's a big if. Because it would mean that I'm going to
back up your Airstream.
I don't want... Well, yeah,
big,
that
shiny
would be fun
aluminum
too.
Trailer?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
a Desi and Lucy trailer? Sure.
Oh, have you ever been inside of one of those things?
No, my closest was when we did the trip to Iowa. We did that motorhome. I've never been in an Airstream.
Let me tell you, some of these trailers and these RVs are so special. And I think outside of that, it's all about the spot that you get. It's
sure.
The campsite
location is what makes it.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, since I haven't done it in a while, I haven't gone to a real campground in a long time. How do I describe this? I like going to parties. I like being around people and socializing. But you know, but people, just people that I don't know, it's a little weird. And one of the things about camping is that you know you pitch your tent on this one piece of land, and then 10 feet away is another tent, and on the other side is a little RV, and it's like, you know, some guy that's walking around with sandals and black socks and you know, and like Michael Jordan shorts, you know, and I'm kind of sitting there, you know, I don't want to hear him fart in the middle of the night. And it's just like, and then I look over, and that's just the part of me that's can be harnessed. I can rein that in.
Okay.
But when I look over at the next campsite and I see a picnic table with this big butcher knife on it, then my fear thing takes hold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what would happen in the middle of the night? And I'm asking questions of Elizabeth, like, have you met your neighbors? Have you met, you know,
this
the
could be
neighbors?
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Do they seem nice? And Elizabeth said that they were the youngest in the area. So it was families, older families that were camping. And then they had the open fire. But see, that's the third thing. Then you get into the gross factor. You know, how many nasty little, burnt chicken dinners have been cooked on those little grates, those little tubercular grates that are on those fire?
But the fact that they're over an open fire kills most of the bacteria.
Yeah, it's just flavor.
Most of the bacteria. Yes. Oh, did I hear something?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You did I hear flavor. Something? Is someone back from Dental Wonderland?
Oh, absolutely. Going on?
Look how happy he sounds.
Yeah, he'd smile if he had any teeth.
How you doing, Chopper?
I'm doing great, Mike. What a right. nightmare that was. Jesus.
I look forward to getting you in.
We'll get a full recap in the bonus show.
That'll be. We'll do it Monday when you're gone. But anyway, that's terrific.
How's somebody supposed to find out about him?
Welcome back, Pony.
Thank you, Mike.
Everything okay now?
Everything is A-okay.
Okay. Got to watch those mouth infections. They can, affect your brain.
You do have to watch them. It did not affect my brain.
No, okay, he's just as normal as ever. I didn't realize this.
It did not
affect
my brain.
Quit talking.
Funny.
Pony said he's been dealing with this for almost a year.
Can we not derail into this?
Yeah. Camping.
We're talking about another story.
This is nothing. Okay. This is nothing of the that was a
you guys
factor.
Have things to talk about on Monday.
That's right.
Fine. Mm-hmm. All right. So with the greats, why are you so disgusted by a camp out like hibachi?
It's all right. Here you go. You want my reasons that I'm probably not going to be on a
camp out hibachi. Yeah.
If I get the big door that I can lock, no problem at all.
Right.
If I can get a camper where I can lock it. I'm not sure a tent, though, because the camping experience, close proximity to people I don't know and I don't necessarily like, the fear of sanitation, with the open air cooking and all that type of stuff.
And elimination, Mike.
And elimination, yes. And then fear of being murdered. Those are the big three right there. Wow, by a crazy psycho Jason from the woods or a bear.
And don't forget the what is known as the camping fear hat trick, in which you are eliminating because of bad food and you're attacked while you're eliminating.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, you're the worst way to die.
What is your obsession with eliminating?
There's not an obsession.
Hey, well, but the whole part about camping is, I guess... Yeah,
but they have showers and they have sanitary facilities.
Okay, you see, I did not know this.
Yeah, they're not digging holes and taking deuces.
Okay.
But also, my idea of bucolic perfect camping would be to take a camper, maybe not a tent, but like a camper into the woods. Real,
but some of these tents are fantastic.
What?
Some of these tents are really fantastic.
Yeah, if you pay a gazillion dollars, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to like it enough.
What type of tent do they have?
They had a little tent that looked like a kid could have, like a Boy Scout.
Was it a Coleman?
Just this tiny... Huh?
Was it a Coleman?
I don't know what kind of tent it was, for God's sake.
Was it like the Charlie Brown tent or?
It was a tent. They had it.
Or did it look more like a MASH unit?
They didn't have poles though, like the little spikes you put in the ground. They put the rocks down with big. They put the ropes down with big rocks.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's what supported the tent.
Interesting.
And now I think a lot of the tents now have like almost like ribs that expand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to like insert the pole into the canvas anymore. Yeah, stop it. What the hell is the matter with you?
But then they walked in the door.
You're talking about eliminating. At least mine's sexual.
Well, listen, at my age, I can still eliminate.
What do you do if you're in a tent and, I guess you eliminate out of doors, right?
That's you would have you to. Oscar mentioned digging a hole.
Have you ever been camping, Rob?
No. I don't like the out of doors. I prefer the in of doors.
You've been camping, Oscar?
At West Virginia University, it was a common occurrence for people to just say, we're going camping this weekend. And you would go.
And then they said, we're going to fill a dumpster with water and go swimming.
at times, you go out to Cheat Lake or there's different, I guess, beautiful campsites out there.
Cheat Lake?
Yes.
Named after the study program there?
No, of what you would do with your girlfriend every time you leave.
Cheat Lake.
So you would go out there, and sometimes people would go all out and bring gas grills and coolers, but then sometimes you'd really technically rough it. But when you would go to the restroom, you would go very far away like you would when you were a kid to take a leak or go to the restroom, and that would be a designated area for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Talk about a minefield.
And by the way, the girls came back this morning and they told me that the stars, that it was never more beautiful. They could actually see the Milky Way. It was fantastic.
Did they bring the ketchup back?
Yeah, they did. But in our house, Carla considers ketchup a beverage. So there was like a quarter inch of it left. Yeah. And I'm trying to get her to make the big switch from Heinz to Hunt's.
You're a Hunt's guy?
I'm a Heinz guy.
No. Well, of course you are, because you've been branded and you've never tried Hunt's.
I have. It's
too
sweet. You've
probably never tried.
It doesn't have the vinegar flavor.
I think Hunt's is like the trashy ketchup.
Yeah, I think so.
I love Hunt's. Hunt's is my favorite ketchup. That's all I'm saying about it, okay? Heinz has a chemical taste to it.
The chemical is
Hunt's
vinegar.
Hunt's is more natural.
In what way? Heinz is 100% natural.
It's better. ketchup.
Well, that's sort of subjective, don't you think?
Have any of you ever had organic ketchup?
I think that the Hunts might have an organic component to it. I think it may be made with organic tomatoes.
My wife surprised me with organic ketchup, and I remember putting it on a hot dog.
Yeah.
How was it?
One of the...
Well, hold on. Right there. I mean, put the brakes on. Shut the front door. You put ketchup on a hot dog.
That's okay if you're 6 years old.
You're not going to test ketchup on a hot dog. That's like that's like testing gasoline by putting it on a tricycle. Yep. It's not going to work, you know?
But I didn't know.
And that analogy was very rushed.
It was very good.
Ill-conceived.
I think it makes sense.
Bartlett's is on the phone. They want to publish you.
I never thought in my life I would have organic ketchup in my home.
Right.
I reached for the ketchup. Didn't even look at the bottle because we were at Heinz House. I thought right. That's what she was rolling with.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it on and I started. And it's look, this is Omaha steaks. These are the big dogs.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, you can't. I was like, this meat tastes amazing, but there's something off about this ketchup. And I went to I was like, is this old? And I went to the fridge and it said organic ketchup. And you know what I yelled upstairs?
What?
No more organic ketchup. The worst.
No high fructose corn syrup or artificial ingredients. Hunt's all-natural ketchup is made with only 100% California vine-ripened tomatoes, natural sugar, vinegar, salt, garlic, and spices for the richest tomato flavor. And I am all in. It's delicious. Mm. I love Hunt's better than Heinz. There, I've said it, and it's fantastic. No preservatives, Rob.
Okay, I'm reading. Now, here, Heinz tomato ketchup. Here are the ingredients in Heinz, okay?
No, read the whole thing. I bet they don't say anything about no preservatives. They've got they're a walking, talking preservative.
It has tomato concentrate from red ripe tomatoes, distilled vinegar, high fructose corn syrup, corn syrup, salt, spice, arsenic.
Mm.
What?
I bet it's got chemicals in it.
No, it says a natural flavoring. Although, you know what? I will give you this. High fructose corn syrup is not good for you. And if it doesn't have it in Hunt's, then that's advantage Hunt's. But I like the taste.
The flavor.
The flavor is great.
When did you discover Hunt's? Your parents or your Hunt's house?
Governor's Restaurant up here in Maine.
Governor's.
My favorite little place, the cheap place that we go for the Monday $5 cheeseburger. Governor's.
Okay.
A $5 cheeseburger dripping in Hunt's ketchup.
It's fantastic. But no, it's delicious. We had fish chowder there the other day, even with the waitress that had the clacky voice.
The clacky voice? Oh.
Is everybody all right here? Can I get you anything else?
And it's like kind of bugs me.
You know who's a ketchup fiend is Horny Bob Spiewak. And when he does grocery shopping, just to be sure that he doesn't run out, he'll often buy another big bottle of ketchup.
A backup.
And sometimes when I go down to the beach house, I'll open up the pantry. It'll be like 6 quarts of ketchup. Like, what are you doing?
Does he put it on everything?
Everything. He loves ketchup. Yeah, it's his thing. That's his jam.
Does he put it on his porno picture?
No! Okay,
we have to take a break. We have to put
that poor iMac. Gotta clean it off every week.
Proud to be a member of the society.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. The Pinup Appreciation
They should have
society.
A charity do sometime.
Yeah.
A big charity do.
Always great to have Carla looking over my shoulder when one of those pops up. All right, we'll take a break.
It's HBS. Come back. He's perfect.
Show prep.
More fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Marriage.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There's an 85% likelihood the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, I just read it because it just never sounds right to me.
Hmm.
It sounds right when you say it.
Yeah.
So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Bam. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Okay, that's just a separate sentence that doesn't feel right. You know
what
I mean?
So how can we rework it?
So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. If you want a great rate, go to Cornerstone First Financial.
Excellent.
That's what I would add.
We want to remind you that now is the time.
Yes.
Now's the time. We want to remind you. Yes. Thank you. It's a crazy Friday show. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with friends of TMOS. Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off each month, and they do it by offering the absolute lowest rates. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent. Is that a real estate agent?
Yes.
You can work with a real estate agent, and if you're pre-approved, that makes buying a house easier.
Well, you know exactly what you've got. It's perfect. You're armed for the battle.
Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you.
Well timed.
Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force. Space Force. I don't talk politics on this show. I have another show, Political Persuasions, which I'd love to have you listen to, which has that. We didn't even talk about it this week, but I saw it the other day where they're coming up with new logos for Space Force. And that just, does anybody, whether you love the president, do not love the president, think the president's a conjurer, doesn't it sound like something that somebody would create to distract people?
Yeah.
Space Force TV, Space Force, Space Force.
Name is what bothers me. The idea of having, some argued that the Air Force is doing already, but a separate branch of the military that you would just call Space Force?
Yeah, Space Force.
Charlie!
I can't believe you're talking about this on the show. It's the greatest thing in the whole wide world. Space Force! I'm joining!
You're joining?
I'm joining! I'm gonna be a Star Wars shooter!
Tail gunner? <Duh.
laughs> Charlie, why Space Force? Why Space Force and not Star Force?
Huh?
Star Force would have been so much better.
Space Force! It's what the president's starting to fight space.
Yes, did you see Mr. Pence's speech?
Yes, I did, Rob. Yes, I did. And he said they're going to really do it. They're really going to do it. They're going to start Space Force. You can ask me any question. I know everything
Charlie,
there is to know about
Space
Force.
Do you know that Mr. Pence has Pants Force when he's with his wife?
You're talking about down there.
That's right.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, no.
I got to zip up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
God, I always forget. Charlie, I always forget.
So,
and I go commando.
I know you do. So did you have a fun time camping? Did you have fun camping last night?
I did. It was fun. Under the stars in the old prairie. Hi, Pony. Hey, Pony, how's the mouth?
Oh, it's great, Charlie. Thank you.
Attaboy.
Now, your teeth look good, Charlie. Have you had some work done on your teeth?
I got two layers.
Like a shark?
Yeah, like a shark. I can knock one clean off. Watch this.
Don't. Oh, Charlie.
It'll grow back in a half an hour.
Charlie.
I promise you, Space Force.
Are you equipped to go to space?
Yes.
Why?
Because I know how much fun I would have, and I would love to, and it would be really, really good. How's that?
Now, a lot of times, now the military is very selective. They'll probably look into your academic records. Could you review
military is very what?
They're selective.
Selective.
Yeah. It's not just like, you know, it's not like during the war where you just go and sign up. A lot of times you have to be chosen.
Right stuff.
Yeah, you gotta
have
the right stuff.
Does that mean they protect me?
They will protect you if you get in, yeah.
What you said, the military is very...
selective.
Hello, what do you mean?
All right, they're picky. Choosy.
Oh, okay, got it.
All right.
Yeah.
So can you...
pick me, I'm big and strong.
Well, yeah, you're strong, but can you review your schooling for us?
Yeah, what's your background?
Eighth grade.
Wait. You excelled in eighth grade or you got to eighth grade?
Got to eighth grade and got out.
Yeah. And it was
I had things to do. I had work to do. I had to go work for the Don and Mike show.
It was Catholic school, wasn't it?
Well, it was Gonzaga.
Well, it counts.
Gonzaga Middle. Gonzaga Middle.
Charlie, I'm just looking at your application here. It just occurred to me, do you remember how old you are now? You'll be 78 this December.
Jesus Christ.
Your birthday is December 13th, 1940.
Yeah, but Buzz Aldrin went to space.
Yeah, he did.
Better not tell them that at Space Force. You tell them I'm 78, they won't let me do it.
Charlie, we'll get you a fake ID. Fake ID.
Uh-huh. Charlie, yes. Do you consider yourself a patriot?
I do, Oscar. A Space Force patriot. Yep. I would walk in. I think if I auditioned for Space Force, I would just show them how I do it.
I'm not sure it's an audition. I think it's more of an application.
Why don't you just stop being Mr. Noe Pants all the time?
Okay.
I'd walk in and I'd say, I could be in Space Force. Watch the way I shoot. Pew, 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 pew. Space Force, make America great again.
Bye, Charlie. You know what the good thing about Charlie is when he joins, he already has a helmet.
Yeah, he's getting crazy.
Yes, he does. He's extremely excited about the space.
I love that he's so eager to give back to the country.
Yeah. It just seems to me that 900, if you get, yes, 900 people that are super Space Force people about Space Force, and they wouldn't be able to. Well, what's it going to do? It's going to protect America from space.
And they love saying first new branch of the military since 1948. It's the first one.
We'll see what happens with that. I just think I think we're being sold something, and I'm not quite sure about it. I guess I
like when I hear about new projects, I'm like, okay, how would that conversation go? So
as far as what?
Just with somebody, a colleague. Give me a little bit about your
background. Well, let's bring him back in if you want to hear how the conversation goes. Yeah, let's bring in the true believer.
Charlie.
What?
Tell us about Space Force. What do you know about Space Force?
It's in space.
Right.
It's got ships.
Does it?
Laser beams. Laser beams. Flying saucers. Big guns.
Have you seen any of this?
It's got a... Rob, can I finish my answer, please?
Yes, Charlie. I'm sorry.
It's got a battle star. With guns coming out of the moon?
Is it a battle star or is it a Death Star?
Could be both.
Okay. All right. Death Star is more specific.
Well, Vice President Pence. Vice President Pence hasn't designed it yet.
He'll be doing the designing?
Oh, yes. Do you know what he's going to look like in the gray leather uniform? Picture that.
Yeah, it's handsome. Huh? Yeah.
Count on it.
Is he your favorite? Is Mr. Pence your favorite?
I think he'd be the perfect man to lead Space Force.
He's like the emperor.
Mm-hmm. You know why? I told you why before. I told you why. Remember I told you why?
Remind me.
Because he looks like Race Bannon from Johnny Quest.
Your favorite show.
That's right.
That's right.
He's the perfect man to lead Space Force. Now ask me any other questions. I told you it's got laser beams, space, and a Death Star or a big super war star.
Why do we need Space Force?
Yeah, why do we need it?
Because you never know when something bad's going to happen, Oscar. Hmm?
And you want to be ready, right?
You have to be ready, Rob. It's important to be ready.
Do you have any military background? I forget.
Yes.
What did you do?
I was in the Explorers.
The Explorers?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I was in the Explorers in Iverson Mall.
Oh, that's not military.
Mall.
It's not military.
Nice. No, that wasn't. I'm old now. I was in the Guardian Angels. Curtis Sliwa was my guy.
And you were found innocent of all charges.
I was indeed. That guy was stealing that VCR. He can talk now.
Now
he's
he
fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. I said, I'm a guardian angel. He's stealing that VCR. Hit him again.
Well, Charlie, will you wear your beret in space?
I hope they have berets for the uniform, because those will look really good, except for Governor Vice President Pence.
Mr. Pence, yes.
He's going to have a special leather hat, like with a brim.
Yeah, very official
looking.
A
driver's cap.
And then it's going to have the Space Force logo, which you can vote on. You can vote on and then get the merchandise.
Oh, yeah, I think it's good that they're doing merchandising.
Space Force!
Do you like the merchandise?
I do. I want more. I want jackets. I want bumper stickers. And I want a special sun visor for the car.
How about a key tag?
Key tags are good. Let me write that down. Let me write that. No, that's a good idea. I will write down.
It's good. It saves good money because it's not expensive.
What about koozies?
You said key tag. Just a second. Key Come tag. On. You know, you can't go that fast when Charlie's here.
That's right. Key tag. K-E-Y-T-A-G. Key tag.
E. Hold on.
E. Then there's a space.
E. What, a space after the K E?
No, K E Y, then a space.
I haven't gotten to the Y yet.
I was thinking ahead. You know, when you're on Space Force, you're going to have to think ahead, Charlie.
A lot of spaces.
Who's the. Shut up, pony. Don't pick on me. T.
A.
Ta, ta, ta.
A, like for apple.
Ta, ta.
G. It's a hard G,
key
Charlie.
Tag.
Yeah, that's it.
Key tag.
And we'll get those. We'll
hold
them.
Your keys. Hold your keys.
Yeah, because you'll have to have keys for the spaceship that you fly, right?
That's right. That's right. Because somebody's got to turn it on.
Yeah, because right now I know from years past, you wear your keys around your neck on a shoelace. Mm-hmm. like a student.
Yep, and I know how. And by the way, Vice President Pence, who's going to head up Space Force, he told us how all the ships are going to run.
How?
Used cooking grease. Space Force!
Space Force!
Space Force! Have a great weekend, everyone.
God bless
you,
Charlie.
I'm Charlie Stuang-Stabilak. I don't visit the show very often, but I sure like to. And my brother is Matthew, and he's still alive, too. And he's coming on the ship with me.
Well, we'll have to have a ramp.
He's going to ride on top, just like Aunt Edna. Space Force!
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm coming back again. I got to take
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I look for signs of that blue wave. Is it coming, or is it in your imagination? Plus, Giuliani wants conditions on what Robert Mueller can ask President Trump. And I get on my soapbox about what the job of a journalist is. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're coming back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day? Is it something special?
Mike, you know, it's funny when we are of the same mind, because I didn't know you were going to talk camping today. And yet,
yes.
Today's Amazon purchase of the day is counter-assault brand bear deterrent bear spray with holster.
Ooh.
The strongest bear spray on the market. It actually is the Amazon choice for bear spray. Do you know that actually?
That's awesome.
It's the Amazon choice for bear spray. It's on sale this week, $39.95. It's the hottest formula allowed by the EPA with 2% capsaicin. Is it capsaicin? The pepper stuff?
I don't know.
And also, it has the longest spray distance, 30 feet.
Oh, my God.
You can spray this stuff 30 feet and get a bear, and you can wear it on your belt like a holster. It's counter-assault bear deterrent spray.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the bear spray and more at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way represent the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, the Walk of Fame has more than 2,600 stars, but there are actually a lot of big-name celebrities who do not have one yet. Here are some of the people that don't have the... And just stop me when you hear one that you want to comment on.
Okay.
These are the celebrities who do not have a star on the Walk of Fame. Carrie Fisher? Leonardo DiCaprio?
I think they're waiting for a rainy day for him.
Prince?
Prince should have one by now, though... I feel like these, and if I can stop you right now before you go to the next star that doesn't have a star, I feel like the Walk of Fame isn't as relevant as it used to be. when I was younger, I remember wanting to go to Hollywood and see these stars.
Sure.
And right. then when I see now the press releases of how people are being honored in Hollywood by the mayor, and they're putting this big star down.
And it's the honorary mayor.
It's honorary mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
You sit there and you're like, why was this so cool before?
It's just a big snooze fest. Sorry. Stop. Stop it!
That's Space Force.
Space Force.
Charlie. That
you're gonna see a device.
No devices. Break it.
You're gonna see a
yeah.
But it says Prince turned down a star.
I think Prince should have one.
Yeah.
He turned down a star back in the '80s. That's so Prince, isn't it?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts turned down the honor.
Oh,
Clint Eastwood turned down the honor. Bruce accepted, Springsteen accepted his star, but then never set a date for the ceremony, so they haven't put it in yet.
Well, the boss is busy.
Very busy. He's got a Broadway show.
Let me see. Denzel Washington accepted the honor, but never scheduled a ceremony. George Clooney accepted, never scheduled. I think people
they
agree with you guys.
They don't care either.
Yeah, they don't.
It doesn't matter.
Remember when we were walking the streets?
Accepted, never scheduled.
We were walking the streets of Hollywood once, and we actually took a Sharpie on a blank star and wrote Don and Mike on it.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved that.
That
yeah.
is awesome.
And I'm sure it was the Don and Mike show where we recorded it, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Brad Pitt, believe it or not, was never nominated. Oprah Winfrey, no. Whitney Houston, no. Beyonce, no. Missy Elliott, no. Who else is on the list here? Angelina Jolie, Robert Redford, George Lucas, Robert De Niro.
What are the credentials? The what are the credentials?
It's a suck. The credentials is you can buy your way on, I think.
That's I think,
the
way yeah, it goes. You have to. And you also are responsible for its upkeep.
We'd like a donation, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is actually shocking me, Mike, because when I walked, the multiple times I was in LA, whether for business or visiting my family at the time.
Right.
I remember walking on Sunset Boulevard in front of the, and just seeing all these stars, but they were never, the majority of them were not contemporary names.
Oh, most of them are old.
But why? Because maybe the system is broken. Put the system on trial and say, why are people not wanting to be part of this project? Is it because you're taxing them to do it?
Mm-hmm.
God, Warren Beatty, Will Smith, Diane Keaton, Mel Gibson, Jim Carrey, Michael Keaton, Peter Sellers, Kanye West. Well, Jay-Z. Let me see.
And there are people that have multiple stars. You can get a star for TV and movie and radio, like you said, or recording. I think Gene Autry has four stars.
Life you want, but then Al Pacino should have one.
He should.
Missy Elliott, Spike Lee, Dan Aykroyd, Sean Connery. So, I mean, that's just a lot of big stars, and they've got, I'm sure, people on there that you would see and you wouldn't remember their name.
Mike, there's always an angle. Something's up. Something's fishy.
Well, you're listening to
Oscar's take. Oh, back to the blow?
Back to the blow.
Yeah.
Very good. Casey Affleck, Oscar, got brought up during last year's Me Too movement because in 2010, he settled two sexual harassment lawsuits that were filed by women who worked with him on I'm Still Here. Despite the settlements, Casey has always denied the allegations. He hasn't discussed them in the aftermath of the Me Too movement, but he did back out of being a presenter at the Oscars. Well, he opened up in an interview with the Associated Press. He isn't allowed to discuss the details of the case, but he did seem remorseful. Here's what he said. I behaved in a way and allowed others to behave in a way that was really unprofessional, and I'm sorry. I'd never had any complaints like that made about me before in my life, and it was really embarrassing. I didn't know how to handle it, and I didn't agree with everything, the way I was being described, and the things that were said about me, but I wanted to try to make it right, so we made it right in the way that was asked at the time. And then he says, in the wake of the Me Too and Time's Up movements, he said he's, quote, been listening a lot to this conversation and learned a lot. Can you ask any more of that? I don't know.
Guys, I think that it's actually interesting. It's come full circle with Casey Affleck. If you remember the allegations and the big stories as he was the Academy Award or an Emmy, a nomination was in play. And if he was going to show or not show. What has happened in the last 2 years with this Me Too movement, frankly, for a guy like Casey Affleck, who is considered Teflon for the most part, because he survived, quote unquote, that scandal.
Right.
For him to come back and clarify and apologize after all this time means that everybody is on notice.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter if you're the leader of an empire, which was CBS television. If you have misstepped, you better own it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to show some sort or have some sort of future in this business, because frankly, it's probably overdue.
Yeah, I agree, and I think more ought to do it. That's the way I agree with it. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar TMZ says that HGTV is planning on turning the Brady Bunch house into a copy of the Brady's TV house, but it won't be easy. The indoor scenes were filmed on a set, and the inside of the real house looks nothing like it. Duh. So they're going to basically gut the inside and add on to it, going from 2,400 square feet to 4,000 square feet. TMZ also claims that HGTV does want to bring Lance Bass
you
on board the show, either to help with the renovations or to host. Then after the show, HGTV will sell the house, but by that point, it could go for $4 million to $6 million, which might be out of Lance's price range. What do you think about
it? Well, first, we should clarify we have a little more insight on what Lance's fortune is.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
What's his fortune?
I think he's worth $4 million. I think, is that what we
submitted? Roughly $4 to $8 million, depending on who you ask. Mm-hmm. Multiple websites report. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that he had that type of, not disposable income, but I would say equity.
Yeah, that he could call upon.
Yeah, yeah. He has these dollars. He's got it. It's available. He had put a great, and we know this, Mike, because you reported it, and I touched on it on Oscarazzi. He had put his initial bid on HGTV, swooped in and bought the home. And the idea of him being the host is not shocking. Rob and I discussed this on Wednesday before it was even announced. So this is coming full circle. Do you think it'll be successful? Because I wasn't a big Brady Bunch mark, but this story has brought it to the forefront. I would watch that show.
Anything the Brady still to this day.
Yep.
The social impact on this with the people that were glued to the television watching that show. It has a pop culture shelf life that I have never seen greater.
This is why Sherwood Schwartz will never, his family will be rich for all of time. Because right. There's...
Is that the creator?
He created that show. He also created Gilligan's Island, but this is his cash cow. Because remember, after the Brady Bunch, there was a Brady Bunch variety show. Then there was the
and
Brady Brides.
Crap.
It's all crap.
It's everything America is. It's crap with no real justification. Just that people like it. Space Force.
And I know it's Oscar's take, but I just have to say this. If you add 2,000 square feet to the house, it's not going to look like the house anymore. And you can't make the inside look like the inside of the set because it's not two stories on the right side. This is going to be an abortion.
You're a dullard. They can dig down.
They're not going to dig down.
No, but they're not going to dig down.
Well, it's not Arizona.
Look, it's what people consume. It's what people
like.
It's always
pay me. We're all going to watch, and I will too.
It's why I was having a conversation with my agent about what market can I work in while Tommy McFly's getting promoted. That's what America is, all right? You're listening to Oscar's Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, you know the old trick in a job interview where you they ask you your weaknesses, and you say, I come in too early, I stay too late, I work too hard, and I care too much. Mm. Well, here's a twist. It turns out those are actually weaknesses. A new study out of London found it's bad for your career if you work too hard. The researchers found that when people were too intense at their job and they put in extra long hours, they wound up more stressed and more fatigued, and their work really suffered. In other words, whatever you gain in your boss's eyes by working so hard is ruined by the fact that your results aren't that good. And the best thing you can do for your career is to work hard, but not too hard. That's why I'm glad you're going on a vacation for a couple of days.
Yeah, but there's a difference. First, any study out of London are suspect. They have bad teeth. Well, how about work on your hygiene first and then tell us what to do?
That's right. Unlike the people here in the States.
And also think about in Europe, they take a month-long vacation. That is common.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're already not working hard. Like there's already a problem with your infrastructure. You can't take a month off. And then
tell
us how to work?
No, he won't.
Mm-mm. He'll never change. Well, I'm glad you're going to have a few days up in the vineyard. I think that's
going to be good. I'm available 24/7. Just give me a call if you need.
I'll be calling you all the time. Just say, how you doing, buddy?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And as my present to you today, I have written just a regular news you may not need
please.
Kicker instead
you.
Of your last thing.
Oh, how
because,
nice.
I just saw it and it was my home state and I had to go with it. You have to understand that.
Yeah.
Our final story today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a 24-year-old guy named James Jordan in Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater?
Yes.
Where is that?
West of Tampa, silly.
Oh, okay. I can almost picture it.
Well, he was at a hibachi restaurant on Sunday night. When apparently the mood struck him. So he got up, stripped down, and according to the police report, he started to, quote, dance erotically in front of a woman.
Yeah!
Her husband then told him to go away, and the man who was dancing erotically started yelling at the husband and threatening to fight him.
Ooh.
Cops were called, they arrived, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct. On a related note, guests at the table complained that the fried rice tasted a little funny.
Oh, no!
Yes.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Thank you for Oscar's take. We'll come back with the final audio take. Of the week right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this week's Cake and Cookies, we have a live on-air injury. Robert III stops by. 4 a.m. is the cruelest hour. We recap the most bizarre shopping spree ever. And we head to a party. Listen for all this and more on Cake and Cookies number 104.
Goodbye, listeners.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Who got hurt?
Katie has a big Murder, She Wrote pin in her office, and she leaned back on it and stabbed herself in the shoulder.
Oh, girl. I love it. Blood. Welcome back to the Mike Romero Show. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, our first ever TMOS fun ride. Not est. S. Let me start again.
We are
Happy Friday, Mike. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight and we need your help. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Yay, fruitcake!
We've talked about them for years. And frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard, a holiday treat unlike any other. Sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious. Ooh. And now, you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. It's another weekend. It's a fruitcake buying weekend.
It is.
We are counting on it. Everyone at this time of year, as the dog days are upon us, get to thinking about the wonderful Christmas holiday season. Now you can get your fruitcakes, your fruitcake futures, fruitcakes, plural. If you bought one, buy another one.
Gift one.
If you haven't gotten yours yet, get it now.
Wouldn't
Let's
it be great
clear.
To know that you could have your Christmas shopping done this weekend?
Very cool.
You could do that and give everyone a fruitcake.
We're doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners, our listeners that we value so dearly. We are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now. Get your TMOS fruitcake futures this weekend and have a very happy holiday. Oh my God.
Arch.
Thank you.
All right. Let's open up the let me turn that up. Thank you. God, board work 101. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak right here today for Friday, August 10th, 2018 on the Mike Overa Show.
No fewer than 15 people sent this tape to me yesterday. It was burning up the internet. Her name is Mary Halsey, Mike, and as she is an older woman, I'd put her at about maybe between 50 and 60 years old. She has the build of, say, Melissa McCarthy, and she's at an outdoor park singing karaoke. It's in Rhode Island is where this park is, and I would not have pictured her singing the song she chose. She chose Missy Elliott's Work It, and she calls herself Missy Elliott's Funky White Sister. Check out these are some pretty solid skills.
Yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke.
Sounds like Melissa McCarthy.
Funky White Sister is in the park! If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk. It's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya.
She dancing too?
Yeah, moving.
You sure know how to work that. Good God. Thank you very much.
I loved it so much. I pulled another verse.
Boys, all types of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys.
She's so white.
She is. And you can find this is pinned to the top of our Facebook page. You can watch it, but you're going to see it. It's all over.
In a weird way. I'm always enamored how people can remember lyrics to anything.
Yeah, and it didn't look like she had a monitor in front of her. I think she knows these words.
Yes.
It'd be so much fun to just stumble upon that, like taking a walk out of the park and hearing that. That's great. I love that.
Anyway, so that's very cool. Her name is Mary Halsey. I think you'll start seeing her around doing some stuff. She's great. You know who's not great? The people that were fact-checking Madden 19. Mm. The new football game has dropped, and apparently
The Chargers are still playing in San Diego.
EA Sports coverage of the NFL takes us to the Mission Valley area of beautiful San Diego, California.
They say they're going to fix it with an update.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, really, with the California sports teams, can you really be blamed with all the
movement that goes around out there?
It's crazy. And the NFL, the worst league in the world for franchises just going here, there, everywhere, really. It should be the Baltimore Colts.
Yes.
Thank you. Not the Baltimore Ravens. It should be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
That's what it should be. It should be, thank God, it's back to being the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And as everybody knows, it should be the Ontario Giants.
I was going to say, and of course, the Boston Redskins.
Yes, thank you very much. And thanks to everybody that sent me the new rookie for the Giants and his first run from scrimmage in the preseason. It doesn't really count yet, but it's fun. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. What did the boys in Burgundy and Gold do last night?
They had 27 unanswered points and a big loss.
No, they won.
They did.
They did not.
They lost.
No, they were up until they were leading for most of the first half. There was a field goal at the end of the first half, and then New England scored and scored and scored and scored and scored and scored.
I was like, they're gonna just take them all down. But none of the start. It's preseason, you know.
It's preseason. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Rather have them lose them all in preseason.
But it was great because we got both Joe Theismann and Kenny Albert, so it was fun. Great evening at the park.
That's good. Yes, the final score, New England Patriots 26, Washington Redskins 17.
Oh, 26 unanswered points.
Yeah, 26. Yeah. Yes. That's okay. Thank you, Rob, for the update. Way to go, Rob Spiewak.
He pulled it.
The non-sports guy, the only guy that pulled it.
I saw when I was like, are they going to win this game? Yeah.
You bailed.
Yeah, I bailed.
Enough Kenny Albert for you.
Kenny Albert's a guy that really does sound like he does all his play-by-play with his chin on his chest.
I know one thing he didn't have to say last night. He didn't have to say, do you have an opinion on that, Joe?
Joe Theismann, I love the guy. Come on.
Did you know that Cher is dropping a new album? And it's all ABBA covers. I guess it's because she was in the new Mamma Mia movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she has released this is the new single. It's Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight, the old ABBA song. And it sounds more plastic than her face looks. There's not a soul out there. No one to hear my
prayer. Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. I love Cher. I'm sorry.
I do too,
I
adore Cher, but it bothers me that she's not using auto-tune as a gimmick anymore. Now she's just using it.
Yeah, but how many more albums does she have in her? Hold on, Rob.
This request has just come in from, his name is Michael William O'Mara. He is from Hancock, Maine, mm-hmm. and he writes, can you sing Mamma Mia, Papa Pia, Baby Got a Diarrhea? That's seems to be enjoying that one. Yeah. And you might say, oh, he's only five. Are you doing that shtick? Yes, I am.
Hey,
never too young to gain an appreciation of scatological humor.
That's right.
He did call us duties the other day.
Yes, he did.
Later duties.
That's what he said.
But so that's what's going on with Cher. The whole album will drop, I think, in a month or so. It's all ABBA covers. I'm going back and forth. Do we say ABBA or ABBA?
I think it's ABBA.
It's okay. Group ABBA.
Of course, Mr. Liddy.
Group ABBA's favorite group. Gordon Liddy's favorite group.
He was a weird guy.
Yeah, he was. He was really an interesting man.
All right, let's close with this.
Big balls.
Mm. Speedos.
Come on, Rob. We can make it to the finish line. Let's go. Come on, Rob.
Let's close with this.
Get the calipers.
Let's close with this. I'm no big fan of Kanye West as a person, but he was so open on Kimmel last night. I want to close with this clip because I think this is fascinating. Kimmel asked Kanye, what's it like being a dad? Has it changed you?
Do you feel like your attitude towards women has changed since having daughters?
Nah, I still look at Pornhub and...
What kind of stuff do you look at? What categories?
Blacked is my favorite category.
Oh, blacked is.
You don't have to go into that. I mean, you can if you want. But I mean, what's the point of being Kanye West if you can't? Let's break down the porn categories. black on white, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That's a category.
It's mirroring your own self, your own situation. My own reality. Yeah, right.
I love that Jimmy Kimmel became uncomfortable with a question he asked because he didn't think it would land. He didn't think it would land.
Very cool. An honest response.
I loved it. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Please buy a fruitcake.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Said that to my daughter as she was leaving the kitchen today. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.